This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me at Joyce Go. Now we turn our attention to global markets. In the US, Jerome Powell made his first public appearance as Fed chair a couple of hours ago, when he signaled that the Fed will keep raising interest rates to contain inflation. The Dow fell 300 points following his comments. Joining us from New York to discuss this is Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land & Fuse Capital Managers. Joyce, over to you.
Hi, Dodge. What's your key takeaway from markets' reaction following Jerome's first public appearance, where he hinted that more aggressive action on raising rates could be warranted this year?
Good morning, Joyce. Well, although his comments were interpreted as middle of the road, his stated intentions and the views of his views of the economy were a bit foreign compared to the careful comments made by Janet Yellen during her term. Clearly, Powell wants the market to begin considering a tail risk. In other words, four interest rate rises this year. He is much more market-oriented than Yellen. He indicated it was in his opinion, but by doing so, he opened it up for others to have their opinion and to open the consideration of the fourth rise. Also, the fact that we have a better economy that allows a better production, the benefit of the better economy and the higher earnings may be offset by the increase in interest rates, and the market realizes this. Plus, the tone that's coming out now about the infrastructure program may not pass this year. That also was a potential negative to the market. So our VIX spiked. We had several important cards come out of our deck today from a shorter-term point of view, and they were all negative. One of the most important was all our popular averages after breaking out of their respective near-term resistance level closed back below them tonight. So this is interpreted as a false breakout. That's not encouraging. So right now we're going to wait and see if there's follow-through. He's speaking again on Thursday. But clearly the market is now on alert.
Good. So speaking about the markets, during the February stock market correction, traders and retail investors were selling, but companies were buying. So market data show companies buying back over $113 billion US dollars of their own shares, the highest total since April 2015. So why is this happening?
Well, take a look from the company's point of view. You have a growing economy, positive economy. You have the tax rate changing and taxes being much more favorable to companies. You have the view that the economy is growing and that there's nothing really significant that's stopping it. That would, from an economic fundamental point of view, give companies a reason to react the way they did. Whereas you look at it from investors' point of view, you see that the market is overvalued, that we're beginning to run into areas of resistance, that the market's had a huge run, so why not take a little profits, and then something comes in and you have sector rotation. So from a market point of view, from a non-fundamental point of view, there are reasons to sell. So there is a difference. But from a corporate fundamental point of view, they are right in that the economy looks good in terms of potential stronger growing in the future.
Speaking about corporate fundamentals, there are views that the story of the year will ultimately be earnings and not inflation. Do you agree?
Well, yes. Earnings will fundamentally be the story of the year, but they will be affected by inflation or the perception of inflation, because if inflation looks like it's going to rise and there are four interest rate rises, then the ability to borrow is going to go up. The ability to create earnings from based on a cheaper cost of funding goes down. So earnings will be affected by the perception of inflation, but not only just the perception, Joyce. If inflation does continue to roll up, that does mean that there will be foreign rate increases. That does mean it will be harder to generate the earnings that are perceived to be expected for the year.
What are you seeing in terms of earnings results so far? Is the momentum sustainable?
Yes, in two ways. In terms of absolute terms, yes, we are seeing fundamental strength. The retail story is becoming very exciting. And so, yes, from a future point of view, there will be stronger earnings growth. But we have to watch and see how they're going to be affected by the perception of inflation. We just have to wait and see. But the economy is innocent until proven guilty. It can grow unless the economic scenario changes.
Looking at the FANG stocks, all are up year to date and had even hit a new high for the last year last week on Friday. So do you think they have run past their fundamentals, or are they still legs to the stocks?
Well, they are. Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Netflix, even Google are all more trading vehicles at this point because the volatility is huge and because their price is so high relative to the rest of the market. There can be extreme volatility even with small moves. So what we suspect is that we're seeing buying interest in Amazon. We're seeing some buying interest in Google. And the potential story for both are quite positive. Same thing with Facebook, if they can address some of their concerns in terms of news. In any case, there is upside potential, but it's much more shorter term in nature, and it's much more volatile, and it will be affected by our volatility and the perception of the future.
Do you feel that the overcrowding in tech stocks is risky, or is the potential of the sector more attractive than the risk?
For now, it is more exciting. The potential is quite high. But what we're watching in terms of technology are the Qs, the QQQ. We watched them yesterday, and we were looking for the QQQs to go close above 171, and in fact, during the day, it went above that. But then as we got to the close, there was a false breakout. It failed on the one-yard line. And then once the shorter term became more negative, it closed significantly lower. So we're watching. I think it's going to take a few days for technology to come back. I think the market has to assimilate what is being said in Washington. Also, Powell will be speaking again on Thursday, and we'll see if he tries to redefine what he was trying to say today. But definitely technology is one of the areas that has momentum.
Strategists are warning that market sell-offs tend to happen in three waves, and the last one is coming. So what they are saying is that the recent sharp pullback in global equity markets is not yet over, and a third wave of the market correction is coming. So your thoughts on this?
Well, what you're talking about is very technical. It's based on technical analysis, and yes, it's based on the market as opposed to the fundamentals of any company. The level of yesterday's selling, combined with the lack of oversold readings on a short-term basis, suggests that more near-term caution is warranted. And nothing ever goes down directly and immediately. So we're still in a very volatile period of recovery and then pullback, et cetera. But from a longer-term point of view, it takes time for a bear market to be created, or the potential for a bear market. And Joyce, we don't have any of those indicators even developing, and we're talking about once the concern comes in and the bear market is a potential, it takes 3 to 6 months for the bear market to arrive. So we're very far away from having to answer the question of whether we're going to be entering a bear market.
Thank you, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Lender Infused Capital Managers in New York.
We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.